especially for our folks who were stationed in the military, because I know this is a big military community. I get that a lot, or like the kinds of vaccines that they have to get, you know, oh, I've had the anthrax vaccine, so I can't donate blood. That's not true. There's certain deferral periods depending on what's going on. Redcrossblood.org/eligibility is a great resource. To answer that question, I went to that resource, and there's like, if you open up like most common reasons why people can't donate blood, it goes through, you know, iron, travel, and then it gives a little video at the very bottom, which I didn't know, about tattoos. And in the state of Virginia, we have state licensed facilities. So if you get your tattoo in the state of Virginia, there is no waiting period. As long as it's not, you know, obviously infected or anything like that, and you've gotten it done in a state licensed facility, then you're still okay to donate blood and piercings as well. So if you live in a different state, then you would definitely want to check the eligibility on the website. It does list the states that are okay, the states that don't have state licensed facilities, what that deferral period looks like. So definitely redcrossblood.org eligibility to find out more about if you have are at risk for mad cow anymore, or if you take allergy medicine, if you have a headache, or if you have if you take antibiotics prophylactically, maybe like you have rosacea or something like that, and maybe you take antibiotics regularly and you think, oh well, because I take antibiotics I can't donate blood. Well, not necessarily. It depends on what you're taking it for and why you're taking it, how long you've been taking your medication. Okay. So definitely visit the Red Cross website to check for eligibility. There's also an 800 number you can call. So if you have been deferred in the past, like I was. I was deferred because I lived overseas. So being able to call the number to double check your eligibility, and then they can take that deferral off your record and ensure the next time you come and donate that you can register underneath your donor record and continue to rack up your points, rack up your donations, and keep track of your health history and numbers and everything as well. So definitely great resource, redcrossblood.org/eligibility. Look for the 800 number and look for the common reasons why people can't donate blood and see if that applies to you, and then come on in and join us, because I'm sure it probably doesn't. It probably doesn't. There's lots of myths out there.
Right, and see, that's the thing. That I think a lot of times people think that, and they don't ever think, and that's why, well, you earlier were telling me off air that for as long as I've known you, we have talked about there's like 30-some percent.
That's right.
Are, you know,
33% were eligible when I first started in my career 18 years ago. Today, 62% of the population are eligible. And only, guess what, drum roll, only 3% actually give blood. Only 3% of the ineligible population give blood. So imagine if, and we've talked about this too, causing that red tide. If we had like 15%, that would be a lot of percent of blood donors, by the way, FYI.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That is a good problem to have, right? But we only need like maybe 2% more. We only need a little bit more for folks to be able to give. And, you know, as a busy working mom, there were many times when I was pregnant, you know, when I was having health issues that I couldn't give. So people's eligibility goes in and out throughout their life. And the challenge is, look, just because is it a temporary deferral or is it a permanent deferral? Can you come back to us? When is it okay to come back? And then maybe in the meantime, while you're not eligible, hey, make sure that you share about the need for blood and invite, you know, your friends, family, loved ones. You know, if there's a civic organization, maybe at your work, maybe there isn't a blood drive that is convenient to you. Visit their website, fill out a form, and maybe get into hosting a blood drive to make it convenient, because that's the number one thing. Besides being asked, it's the number one reason. Nobody has ever asked me if I've donated blood before. Yeah. It's the convenience of blood donation. So make it convenient. Host a blood drive. Visit redcrossblood.org, fill out a form, and host a blood drive with us. We'd love to have you.
Well, isn't that interesting that no, you know, the fact that no one has asked you, and that's where you can, if you're someone who's wants to give blood, or you do regularly give blood and just kind of do it, it's your thing. Take someone along, have fun with it.
Absolutely. You know, I think as a serving leader, sometimes you can't just rely on optics. You can't just rely on the fact that people are watching what you're doing. Not everybody's looking around. Most people are super self-conscious. You know, they're really worried about themselves. But if you are brave and you say, hey, have you ever donated blood before? Are you afraid? Well, let me tell you all about it. Let me tell you why I give blood. And let me invite you to come and donate with me, because it's really not as scary as you think. think it is. And you never know. You could be the one donor. You could be the one that that patient is waiting for. That's a special match. Like my blood is a special match for patients with sickle cell. Like I didn't know until I went and donated blood, selected my race, and then I got those tests back that I was sickle trait negative and I was CEK negative. Those are all special markers that make my blood a special match for patients with sickle cell. And you know, you never know who's going to need that blood. But I love the app too, because it also follows my blood after I donate.
Yeah, you can see.
And I can see on the map like which hospital my blood is going to. So it makes me feel really good to know that, you know, even though this is, you know, an anonymous process, I'm a volunteer donor, the things that I do to prepare, you know, all of the work that I've done the past 3 years to become a regular blood donor. I'm going to be donating blood on Sunday. So that's my next eligibility. I'm eating my iron now to make sure I can do my Power Red donation. And, you know, you never know the difference that you're going to make in somebody's life. It could be a neighbor, could be a friend, could be somebody you know, or somebody you've never even met before, but they're waiting on your blood donation. So roll up your sleeve, be brave, and invite a friend. Invite somebody, bring somebody along. If they're 16, they need your parents' permission. They need their parents' permission. But if you're 17 and up, you don't need anybody's permission. Just bring a valid ID with you. If you are already a regular blood donor and you have the app, you're going to have your donor card in your app. So download the app, get your digital donor card. You don't have to bring anything else extra with you when you come and donate, besides your Rapid Pass, which you can also do in the app too. Mm-hmm. So download the app, fill out your stuff, get your digital donor card, and come on in and join us. Bring a friend and share the love.